This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. For more than 20 years, our guest today has been ministering to cancer patients at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. In that capacity, he reports that each and every person with whom he interacts is dealing with a pretty big load of stress, and understandably so. As he says, stress comes with the territory. Well, not everyone listening to this radio program today is battling cancer, and I thank God for that. But we may be battling our own loads of stress. So I thought it would be a good idea to talk about the subject and how we, each in our own way, can overcome this dangerous condition. Reverend Percy McCray Jr. is a fully ordained minister, a member of the United States Chaplains Association, and a board member of Gulfstream Goodwill in West Palm Beach, Florida. Reverend McCray, welcome back to HeartWise.
It's good to be here with you. Thank you so much, my friend.
Now, on your website, you list 7 stress management tips, and those are what I would like to discuss with you today. May I assume, Reverend McCray, that these tips come from what you've observed in your own work and life, and was there a time when you needed to heed your own advice when it comes to stress management?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, after 20 years of serving cancer patients and their caregivers, as well as working with unbelievable professionals and clinicians in different fields related to integrative medicine and comprehensive medical care, right, I've learned a few things about stress. And yes, I've had to work through my own elements of stress. Obviously, the type of work and the nature of the work that I do can also bring about its own type of stress, along with just the everyday stress that we deal with as human beings. And so I've had to heed many of these and utilize them, and still do to this day. Absolutely.
Now, before we get into these 7 tips, I want to ask you this overarching question. What is the number one cause of stress? I mean, people would say, well, a tragedy or something at work. What have you found is the number one cause of stress and the number one reason why we allow it to be stress in our bodies?
Well, boy, that's a great question. If I had to pin that down, I think obviously there are several different elements that contribute to stress. If I had to narrow that down to one kind of core thing, I think it would be sudden uncertainty, being faced with some sort of uncertainty that one was not prepared for, did not anticipate, and then staring that directly in your face and just being stunned by some overwhelming element and aspect of uncertainty that produces fear. I would narrow that down to that one key, I think, mental and emotional dynamic that drives stress in the lives of people.
Then why aren't we prepared for that? We have faced stress since we were toddlers, when someone took away our toy, when mom and dad seemed to have left us alone and abandoned us when they really hadn't. Why have we not prepared ourselves for the big things? Because we've gone through a lot of little things.
Well, you know, I think that particularly what may add to that, when we talk about, I think, the Western culture and the American way of life, by and large, you know, we have, and I certainly believe in some aspects of this, of what we have deemed and defined as the American dream, that, you know, you educate yourself, you do the right thing, you work hard, you buy your house, you get the white picket fence, you get the car, the dog, and the 2.5 kids, and life is just going to be fantastic. And then you get into the real world, and in many cases, life simply doesn't work that way. I think that we just simply, in some regards, we just negate the reality that bad things can happen to good people. As I quote Rabbi Harold Kushner, who wrote a wonderful book many years ago, to help us understand that though we may be good people doing good things and in good pursuits, that we still need to understand that things happen to us, and we need to begin to be prepared and think about that. But I simply don't think that we consciously embrace that reality until it's much too late and we are forced to come to terms with those items in our lives.
So the bottom line here is that everyone, every person listening to this radio program needs to hear what you're about to say, because every one of us is going to face stress. And that's an important thing, because some people think they're immune or they've done all the right things, like you say, and stress will bypass them. Not going to happen. You're going to face it, so you need to know these things. Okay, 7 stress management tips from our guest today, Reverend Percy McCray. Number one, you say consciously create time and space in your mind and control your physical environment. How do we do that?
The key word here is consciously. This has to be purposefully done. The world that we live in, the day-to-day lifestyle that many of us embrace, is compacted with many different things, deadlines, appointments, chores, agendas, schedules. We must begin, just like anything else, for people who are busy, to consciously schedule or set aside or dedicate time to do something very specific. And in this particular case, time and space in our mind. We must create purposefully, because if we do not, there will always be another thing that we have to do, something else that will come up or preempt, another phone call, another knock on the door, another 20 emails to answer. One must consciously and purposefully create time and space in their mind and control their physical environment, because we live in a nonstop world, particularly in the age of electronics and social media. I'm amazed when I go to restaurants how many people are sitting while they're eating with their children, looking at their phone, playing video games, and not even focusing on dining, because everything just begins to encroach upon itself, and we have to purposefully create separate time and space that will allow us to rest and process and think through things. And so one must consciously create time and space for a physical environment to be conducive for some sort of health and a break of what happens to you day to day.
Well, Reverend McCray, where's your time and space? Where do you go?
Yeah, it's a good question. I do power walks at the end of my day. I live in South Florida, where it's pretty warm and humid and hot. And so just as the sun starts to go down and the evening begins to cool, I take like a 2-mile, 4-mile power walk where I listen to my music and I just get out in the open and I'm by myself. I'm not answering any emails. I'm not talking to anyone. And I allow my mind to embrace the environment and the space. And I begin to clear the clutter from my day. And that really is a very profound thing while I'm exercising my body. So I'm really combining a couple of things. And we'll get to the exercise component here in a minute. But I'm combining clarity and clearing space, a specific environment where I'm not being trampled or bothered by anything that I have to address or deal with, and that time simply belongs to me.
And that walking around like that and exercising is part of number two. You say that lifestyle issues are important. Identify some of those lifestyle issues.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, most of the top 10 causes of death, of sickness and disease, can be attributed specifically to a lack of proper lifestyle choices. Again, our dietary practices, how we eat, making sure that we take time to kind of actually physically breathe. There are all sorts of different now smart devices. I have an Apple Watch that basically tells me when it's time to stand up if I'm sitting too long, because you have to be consciously reminded to do some things that is of value. These are all lifestyle dynamics. Quality sleep. Some of us haphazardly sleep and don't realize that we need to get quality sleep. We may be sleeping, but are we having quality sleep? So these are lifestyle choices that can be affected by what we do, when we do that, and when we become more conscious and take ownership of it. So lifestyle choices becomes essential. If nothing else, exercise and changing our diet can immensely enhance our mental and our emotional and certainly our physical well-being.
And I've talked to a lot of healthcare professionals, and they say that we're not getting enough liquids even in our body. We're not drinking enough water. Have you found that to be true too?
Absolutely. We're not properly hydrated. Right. So think about all of the open market of nutritional drinks, drinks that refresh and replenish certain vitamins and certain, you know, liquids in our bodies, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, because we have to begin to understand that we must own the fact that in some cases we have just picked up habits of things that we have done that is not beneficial to us, and not being properly hydrated also is one of those lifestyle choices. So exercise, dietary practices, hydration, catching our breath, quality sleep becomes crucial that we need to build into our day-to-day regimen.
Number three, you say here in the 7 steps to stress management, You say that pharmaceuticals and different naturopathic medicines can help. How do we know which to take, a pharmaceutical or naturopathic medicine?
Well, at the end of the day, we now have both of these communities of disciplines are very much part of our landscape. I would first suggest that if people are really struggling with any particular major stress in their lives, that they should seek a healthcare professional, that they should talk with someone who can give them proper guidance, particularly when you start talking about pharmaceuticals. For some individuals, their stress level is so bad and so out of control, there are certain medications that one may need to begin to think about to help decrease and de-escalate the stress in their lives. And I would not support anyone self-medicating themselves under any circumstances, that they need to seek a quality healthcare professional that can give them good guidance in that direction. And the same fundamentally could be true with regard to naturopathic medications or medicines or botanicals and herbs. Managing stress through Epsom salt baths, lavender and magnesium. There are all sorts of things on the marketplace today that's very natural, that helps us with mental, emotional, and physical management of our stress. But I would strongly recommend that people would find a naturopathic doctor that they can sit down and talk to and have a good assessment to talk about things that would be of value and benefit for their particular dynamic of stress and the nature of their stress, so that, again, we don't have people out here self-medicating themselves or spending resources in ways that is not necessarily in their best interest.
Oh, these are excellent tips from Reverend Percy McCray. He has been ministering to cancer patients at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and he has listed 7 management tips for stress, and we're about coming up to number 4 here, and we'll touch that on our return, so we'll take a short break. Stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. A patient came up to me the other day and said, "I've been feeling down lately. What can I do?" Well, our biblical prescription for life is found in Genesis 1, verse 14. And God said, "Let there be light in the dome of the sky to separate day from night." Well, God knew what he was doing when he made light. I call that phototherapy. We know that light helps with the activation of vitamin D, which in turn makes an important chemical called serotonin. Serotonin helps improve our moods, helps us fight depression, makes us feel better. So I want to encourage you today, make sure you go outside every day. Experience light, the light God created. Have these chemical changes in your body. Go out 15 to 20 minutes a day, and I guarantee you, your moods will improve. For more information, our website's heartwiseministries.org.
Before we get back to our guest, I want to extend to you an open invitation to visit the Heartwise Ministries website. Why? Because I believe that's where you'll find many of the answers you seek as you strive to improve your physical, mental, and spiritual health. Begin with Dr. James Markham's blog, insights into the very latest developments within the ever-changing world of health and well-being. Then submit a question to the Ask the Doctor section. Your query will be answered by physicians who practice medicine every day. Need a little more information? Watch the Heart of Health Live television episodes or listen to these radio programs. Check out the HeartWise Healthy Eats link, where you'll find restaurants that offer healthy choices. And finally, don't forget to leave your prayer requests. The HeartWise staff will join you in placing your needs before God, the ultimate physician. All that and more are waiting for you at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org. Stop by today. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're talking about the 7 stress management tips presented by Reverend Percy McCray on his website. Now, what website is that? Share with our listeners where they can find more about you and about this topic.
Yes, sir. HealthHopeAndInspiration.com, which basically highlights a weekly radio show that I do that talks about things relevant to subjects such as stress, nutrition, cancer, faith, spirituality. And on our actual site, we have a resource tab that lists things like this particular article, nutrition, naturopathic medicine, that will be of benefit of some practical steps that people can utilize in their everyday lives.
HealthHopeAndInspiration.com. I recommend, listener, that you visit that website. We'll give that website to you at the end of the program as well. Number 4 in the stress reduction program that you identify here, the tips you have for us, Identifying what works. Now, why would you have to say that? Why would you have to say to someone, identify what works? Wouldn't we automatically find these things out?
No, we wouldn't. It's interesting. When we start talking about the unique dynamics of the human makeup of people, though we say out of our mouths that we're all unique and different, I think that when we talk about remedies and processes and different pathways, there are times that we tend to think in big pictures of groups of people. But when you talk about mental, emotional, physical, spiritual dynamics, stress, anxiety, there are very unique dynamics that are driving those factors in our lives. And we need to, in order to counteract that, we need to also approach it from the unique dynamic of who we are as people. I'll give you a great example. One of the things, I'm an ex-athlete, and I had experienced a pretty bad injury that took me quite a while to recover from, and I wanted to get back to a former sport of mine, which was basketball, and I'm not able to play that sport any longer. And so I had to find something new and different to challenge myself from a physical fitness perspective, but I had to find something that worked for me. You know, everybody doesn't like to go to the gym and lift weights, or everybody doesn't want to do Pilates. You have to find out what works for you mentally, emotionally, and physically that intrigues you. So I've started this power walking dynamic, and I've created a game out of it, you know, because I walk around a golf course, and I pick up all of the loose golf balls that I find, and I chase after them. And it has turned into a game. It has turned into like a type of competition, because walking is rather boring. There's no competition there. So I've created a competition within the framework of how my mind works, and it works wonderfully for me. And I went from 1 mile to 2 miles up to 5 miles creating this game. So again, that's an example of what works for me. What works for me may not work for other people. And this is important, particularly when we try to encourage others to begin to start working on their issues of wellness. And people need to be encouraged to understand that they can't do exactly what other people do and expect that to necessarily work for them in the same manner, because we're very different, and we're wired very differently, and we react and respond very differently to different things.
Oh, this is very, very good advice from Reverend Percy McCray. Number 5 in the 7 stress management tips that he offers on his website, healthhopeandinspiration.com, is go to a bookstore in the stress reduction section and see what books resonate with you. Now, this opens a question. You and I are both Christians. Many people listening to this program are Christians. Is it important that we get a stress management book from a Christian? Is that Christian perspective that important?
I think at the end of the day, it's just like anything else. One of the things that when I started in the industry of health as a result of ministry, one of the things that I learned from the faith community is, and I think that this dynamic has shifted, that in many cases, people simply and only read things that were only spiritually or Christian oriented and missed out on a lot of great other information because it wasn't written per se from a Christian writer or a Christian vantage point. I grew up, and my dad is from the South, and he taught me how to eat catfish. And one of the tricks to eating catfish, he said, you have to learn how to eat the fish and spit out the bones. Uh-huh. And when I learned that trick, I was able to enjoy catfish without necessarily choking on a bone. We don't necessarily have to have a Christian-authored, Christian-based periodical per se. Obviously, we need to be very conscious and careful of what we read and what we apply to our daily lives. But there are tons of resources that are written not from a Christian vantage point or by Christian authors that we can implement to our lives if, at the end of the day, it has value to us and still maintain our Christian perspective and our Christian core. So again, I think that it's just a matter of being able to filter out those things that will not enhance our Christian walk, but still be able to be utilized in a way that's beneficial to us.
Very, very, very good.
Eat the fish and spit out the bones.
Just spit them out.
Yep.
Now, you say number 6, ask for help. Now, yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a proudful person. I don't want to go around saying, you know, I'm having stress. Somebody help me. How do you overcome that?
This is a huge dynamic, and I can relate to this on many levels as well. One of the things that we have to come to terms with as human beings is that there are times that our pride actually is hurting us, is getting in the way. And for certain individuals who need assistance, if it's nothing more than being nudged along or being encouraged, I would put also in this category, also find you a coach, an accountability coach, or someone that either you can talk to personally and or professionally that you trust that will be there to encourage, enable and hold you to some sort of process that will allow you to do the thing that you want to do. It's amazing within the physical fitness industry today how many personal trainers there are today. And what do you pay a personal trainer to do is to either keep you on task, to motivate you, to push you, in some cases, to even give you a jump start when you start lagging behind. I think that the bigger point to be made here is be willing to ask for whatever level of help or assistance you think would be necessary for you to work with and work through your stress. If nothing else, just be a reminder to you that, you know, you need to work on breathing. Or did you walk today? You know, how are you doing with, your nutritional changes? Again, that's asking for help. That's giving someone permission to be part of your process that will keep you on task and keep you on point to whatever degree you think you need that.
Very good. Reverend Percy McCray is our guest today. Number 7. Bless someone else. Why is that important, Reverend McCray?
Yeah, this is crucial because from a spiritual perspective, let's go back to the previous couple of points that you made about being believers, Christians, people who are listening to this broadcast. I'm certainly a Christian, a person of faith. But part of the Christian belief system and spiritual, I call them spiritual laws and principles, is that the Bible says that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And when you understand the nature of spiritual laws, because from God's perspective, when you put something into action on behalf of others outside of yourself, the way that God has designed his system to work is that that's going to come back to you, that you're going to reap benefit from that, whether it be a sense of accomplishment, a sense of being able to extend yourself beyond yourself, not thinking about yourself and being so self-centered. There is a mental and emotional, physical and spiritual benefit in blessing others, that there is something that you receive out of that that you cannot purchase, that you cannot buy, you cannot drink or eat, that simply does something for you internally, that you begin to be empowered and enhanced as an individual. If we could only get the world to basically learn how to love each other and to give one to another, we would actually cure all of the ills of our world when you sit and think about it. We don't have a lack of money or food or resources in the planet. It's a matter of how they are being distributed and they're being hoarded one on another. When we could distribute that basically by blessing or loving or thinking about others, we're blessed in return for that and we're better off as a result. So bless someone else, which will help energize and refocus your energy into other people. And at the end of the day, that can be done with a card, a phone call, a gift, a smile, a pat on the back. One of the things that I try to do, particularly in the public square where people are working in public services, restaurants, I purposely am nice to the waiters and to the people who serve me, and I am amazed how many people say to me, I wish you would just come here every day, because I get people who yell at me and scream at me for no reason at all. And I'm amazed at how good I feel about that. I just feel good about that. That does something for me when I can do that to other individuals. So there is a huge benefit in blessing and giving in whatever capacity makes sense to you to other people at the end of the day.
And it sounds like, Reverend McCray, that when you do that, not only are you reducing your stress, you're helping reduce someone else's stress. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, you're dissipating, again, a lot of negative energy exactly around you in your workplace, in your environment, in your neighborhood. There is a huge kind of boomerang effect of doing that that comes back to enhance you and the environment that you're in while you're basically being decent and kind and blessing others. People are benefiting from that as well as you are at the end of the day. So it's worth doing. It really is.
Wow. 7 stress management tips from our guest today, Reverend Percy McCray. Website healthhopeandinspiration.com. Check that out. Reverend McCray, thank you so much for being with us again and sharing your words of wisdom. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Be blessed and take care and live a stress-free life.
Amen to that. And until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Reverend Percy McCray, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.